OJB's podcast, 19 October 2016, No Answers. It's unusual for me to be uncertain about stuff. I mean, I'm always prepared to change my opinion on anything if I'm shown new information, but until that happens, I usually have a fairly well-established position on most things. Here are some examples. Most climate change is caused by humans. Almost certainly true. Fluoride in water is overall beneficial. Yes, very likely. Humans have been to the moon. No reason to doubt it. The official story of the 9/11 attack is accurate, probably fairly close to being true. Evolution is a fact. There is no alternative, etc. But there are some things I'm not so certain about. I don't even have a consistent interim position on these. Sometimes I'll be pro and other times anti. And these are some of the most interesting questions in modern society. Let's have a look at a few of these issues. Is abortion morally okay? I know the arguments that abortion is about a woman's right to choose what happens to her own body, but it isn't that simple, is it? There is another body involved, even though that is currently sustained by the woman. When does a fertilised egg become a fetus, and when does that become an unborn child? And when does that become a unique conscious entity? There are no objective answers, and any answers we might have are largely arbitrary. It seems to me that in the early stages, before any sort of nervous system has developed, it would be hard to call the fetus a unique entity. But when does that change? It's a difficult one, and the current limits are arbitrary and could be debated either way. I know a lot of people who hold strong opinions on this issue on both sides. Some are anti-abortion for irrational religious reasons, and some are pro for equally irrational feminist reasons. I'm just honest enough to say I don't know. Does conventional economics produce good outcomes? Clearly the answer to this question depends on the exact definition of conventional economics and good, but I think that most people have a fair idea of what I'm talking about. I often argue for a more socialist approach to running our economies, but socialism has been conspicuously unsuccessful in its more pure forms. Of course, I would say those examples, such as the USSR, aren't the sort of socialist principles I'm talking about, but it does weaken the argument. On the other hand, free markets, globalisation and unregulated labour markets seem to clearly produce poor outcomes for the majority. But many people would say that the perceived deficiencies are less pernicious than those of other economic systems. I have heard good arguments for greater economic freedom and equally good ones for greater state control. The problem is I trust neither government nor big business. So again, I don't know where the best balance lies, although I tend to think we need a bit of a correction to the left from the way things are now. Was Jesus a real person? If Jesus actually existed and the stories about him are even mostly true, then that makes a big difference to my perception of the world. I see practically no reason to believe any of the supernatural aspects of the Jesus story because they are inconsistent and totally unsupported by other sources outside of the Bible. But the question on whether he existed at all is more interesting. A lot of the time I see the evidence for his existence as being so poor that it just isn't worth taking seriously. But then I see that most scholars, including many who aren't specifically Christian, do strongly support the idea he existed, even though they usually reject the religious enhancements to the story, like the virgin birth, miracles, and resurrection. I'm currently in a phase where I say he didn't exist in any form which would be remotely similar to the biblical account. But who knows? Tomorrow I might read another opinion and tend more to the idea that someone who was a great teacher and proponent of peace and good moral standards did exist, and that the Bible stories are based on this. Is the common interpretation of quantum mechanics real? The deeper science probes into the inner workings of the universe, the more bizarre and incomprehensible reality seems to become. Relativity, with its warped space-time, speeding up and slowing down of time, and other bizarre effects seems odd enough, but that's nothing compared with quantum theory. Is wave-particle duality a real thing? It seems to me that fundamental particles are probably not either waves or particles, depending on the experiment we perform on them. More likely, they are neither, but can be interpreted as either as a sort of shorthand to their true form. And what about the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics? Does the observer cause the wave function to collapse and define reality? I don't think anyone really understands the question. Certainly no one has a good answer. Like Richard Feynman said, if you think you understand quantum mechanics, you obviously don't know anything about it. That was slightly paraphrased. Do we have free will? I've heard good arguments both ways on this one too. Usually ideas on this diverge for two reasons. Either the person has a religious, philosophical, political, or other irrational worldview which requires free will to be real or an illusion, or the person has an unusual interpretation of what free will really is. I generally say that, according to my definition, we don't have free will, but I would have no choice but to believe in free will if good enough evidence arose. There, read that last sentence again and tell me if I have free will. There's no reason to think that all questions have an answer, and maybe I have just chosen what I sometimes call unquestions. All I know is that even if no answers exist, it's kind of fun to try to find them.